time for Adviceline. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Yes, here we are again. We had a good hour and some interesting calls. One not such a good call, but others were. But the more troubled the person is, and the more I play with them, the more you get to see yourself in them. You're not unique. If you're too ambitious, if you're very willful, it's not God's will. You know, you're caught between two wills, aren't you? Two competing entities, or principle or principality, whatever you want to call it. And they're warring for your soul. They both want you. But the trouble is you're born into and you were violated as you're born. You come into the world. And especially America, the way it is right now, the average kid has not a chance of a snowflake in hell to avoid it. You have generations of parents who went to school, you know, learning to put, you know, condoms on bananas as sex education. Then those parents send their kids to those same schools compulsively, sacrificing them to Baal, and freeing themselves to have a nice car or to, you know, to drink or to buy themselves what a nice house, whatever it is, rather than, you know, devoting their lives to their children and finding the joy in not let things happen to them the way, but they happen to them because they may not even be aware that they're hurting their own children. Our parents are the worst. Parents are bad for children, but so is the government. So is religion. Where will you go? But you're looking for salvation. You can fall in love with someone who looks like Jesus because he's so wonderful till you fall in love and all of a sudden you get screwed. Pardon me if I said that. And then you have a child like the young lady did the other night. I was able to help her overcome that problem. And so left her with pregnant. But she was looking so hard for Jesus. And up pops the devil. You know, with a nice face, accepts her the way she is. That's what Jesus will love you, to save you from your anxiety with his love. That's what it feels like when you love at first bite. Okay. 800-866-8883. But we got about a minute and a half before the break. Am I correct? 2 minutes. So, look, let me see. I hope some of you have been hanging over from the last hour, because I keep forgetting to remind you that I do have a program on Saturday in the afternoon at 5 o'clock West Coast time. And it's on many of these stations, but not enough. So if you go to gravitydrivenuniverse.org or .com, I can't remember which one it was, but try both, and you'll get to listen to my program from any part of the country. 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the evening. And that's Gravity Driven Universe. The reason why it's that, because I used to have a science program on that for 2 years. And it was a listening program, but I'll make this a call-in program. So those of you who, you know, want to call me, not able to do this in the evening time, you may call me on Saturday. All right, 800-866-8883. I do have, my whole purpose is to get you to think clearly, to discover thought, that realization, a twinkle, a glimpse of something that's like shines from within, and you have those little revelations in the shower somewhere, walking down the street, revelation. And it is like you can have a revelation when you're listening to my program. Wow, that's what's wrong with me. Wow. And that aha experience relieves you of the clutter of your mind almost immediately, especially if it's about a fault you have, something you did wrong, like being resentful, which is my focal point. Okay. Also, I have a book that is company's cure stress device. I was going to say, I thought maybe I mentioned in the last hour. I mentioned again the technique to help you find that inner light is very simple. It's only about an hour's worth. It's 3.5 hours of material, but you only need the first hour, really. And it comes on a device, like a little credit card, with a few buttons on it, and it's got a rechargeable battery. And if this device fits in your pocket, or you get them on a CD or download. FHU.com. FHU.com.
Call Roy at 800-866-8883 between the hours of 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. West Coast time.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, the lines are open if you want. I've got two callers waiting, but there's room for others, and I'm looking for soulful people. You can't help anybody else. Have you been searching? Maybe in searching, like the last caller. The last caller was, you had an excessively religious, brainwashing parent. So therefore he rejected that, but still looking for truth everywhere, setting goals, looking for, but see that his rebellion against there's some thing about Christians that are so stoic, so word-centered, not God-centered. They forgot the knowledge of good is just as bad as the knowledge of evil. So that when you have verses and chapters in your head, that's not a guiding light. Even Jesus says you heap up teachers, and you don't need a teacher. You only have one teacher, and you only have one Father, and he's within you. When it comes to religion, to finding the way, all you need is someone like myself that is going to give you the key, and then you don't need me anymore. That's how I let my young children grew up to be men and a woman. I have four boys and a girl. They're independent. None are dependent on me. Every night they need a little bit of advice, a little discussion about something. But we talk. Man to man and man to woman. But if you know what I'm saying, is that every guidance I give my children, who are not exactly children because my oldest is 58, you know, he's getting on there. And so, but I can still help give him clues and get him to see what he might not see. Not give him verses and chapters, but say, I see it. Look, I see from where I'm seeing. You may not see it. I see what you don't see. Does this make sense? He said, yeah, I never saw that before. My whole idea is to make you get you to see what others don't want you to see, or something in you doesn't want you to see, which you think is you not wanting to see. All right, let me take my call. Otherwise, I'm going to go, on and on, evening, pontificate, and dumb everybody down so they won't call. 800-866-8883. By the way, on Saturdays, I've had a science program. I don't have that anymore, so I'm devoting it to a call-in program. So the reason why you're going to hear the website where you go for my Saturday show, many people get this on the network, but there's not many on the network at that time. So if you go to gravitydrivenuniverse.org or .com. I forget which one it is. Always get them mixed up. You can just try one. They make, Gravity Driven Universe might just do it for you, see. So then you'll be able to call in on, you'll get the same number, 800-866-8883. That's it, same number. You might want to write it down, 800-866-8883. But if you get there, you'll hear me say that number, give you that number. All right, now, is it Linda? Hello, Linda.
Hello.
What can I do for you?
I've called a couple of times before, and basically I've been recently promoted in my position and moved to a new job location where there are very few women. Uh-huh. And so I have males that are underneath me and also males above me as far as their positions. And basically I'm dealing with male chauvinism from the men.
So do you think I'm a male chauvinist?
No.
Good. But the point is, not all men are chauvinists or not arrogant, not all. You've got to be careful about judgment, because if you're judging, you put them all in the same boat, so you'll never find the right person. You'll be judging everybody, and so therefore keeping the friendly one from ever finding you.
Yes, I understand. And it does play a role. I called you about a couple of weeks ago how I told you that that I noticed that I was judgmental, and little by little, what is inside of me is leaving me.
Good.
But I tell you quite honestly, with the interactions with these men, and I do see that they are being chauvinistic.
But there's a way of being gracious with that.
Mm-hmm.
For example, let me give you an example. Have you ever been married?
No, I'm not.
How old are you?
I'm 46.
Okay. So let's use your imagination. Mm-hmm. If your children are nice, do you treat them nice? If they behave themselves, you love them, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, but if they're not nice, do you hate them?
No, I don't.
But parents do. They get impatient with them. That's hate. Impatience is pure hate. Parents don't realize that impatience, what it is, it's very destructive to a child. I mean, dangerous. And then that judgment, that impatience is judgment. That's how it takes form. It projects into the child. So even if a child is doing something a little out of the ordinary and the parent gets impatient, immediately the child gets afflicted by that. And then he says, "But I'm not doing anything wrong. Don't you speak to me. You did something." See, it's projection.
Yes.
See that? So
yes.
So now you're going to, let's transfer this over to everybody. Most people never grow up. The average person, they never outgrew what shocked them into what you see in them.
I do understand.
They may not even see how silly they are. They may not see how cruel they are. They may not see it.
Yes.
They only see that something wrong with you because you're reacting.
Right.
See,
I understand.
They don't have to look at themselves if they're looking at you, right?
Right.
Okay,
right.
So now the key is this. Find grace and take the concept of Jesus when he says, "Forgive them, Father, for they do not know what they're doing."
Yes.
Now, I just said that in not so many words, didn't I? Now, when you read about this, or when you see a movie about him dying on the cross and saying, "Forgive," he said that on the cross for some meaning. But when you read it in the Bible, you can read a whole bunch of stuff in the Bible, and then Jesus cried, "Forgive them, Father, but they're not there," and you go out and have breakfast. See? So, no, it is, he's trying to say something. Don't hate the hurter.
Yes.
In other words, if you can feel the hurt, let's say you get betrayed.
Right.
It could produce a feeling, couldn't it?
Yes.
Okay. But you could add to that feeling resentment.
Yes.
If you don't add the resentment, you rise above it.
Yes.
If you resent it, it gets to you and it starts to break you. And pretty soon you look like you're the problem. And everybody's glaring at you even more.
Yes, I understand. The problem that I have, honestly, I am overcoming judgment little by little. But I'll be honest with you, and that's probably a reason I'm calling you, because I do feel a little bit of guilt. Sometimes when those judgmental thoughts and voices come up, I can't separate from them.
No, but let me stop right there.
Okay.
You don't have to separate. All you have to do is become aware of them. And
well,
don't struggle. Be aware, but do not struggle. And let them bother you. Let them play themselves out. They're just like people on the outside. They do the same thing to you on the outside. And when they get inside, they do the same thing to you. So if you understand that when you start to see your thoughts bother you, they are not your thoughts. They're shades of what people have done to you. It's something taking shape in you that's the enemy on the outside becomes the enemy on the inside. It takes shape in you and it talks to you the same way. You never get rid of that. You know, you have all kinds of that stuff from the past and you bury it.
Mm-hmm.
See, but let it come up, and
okay.
And just watch it, and just watch it. And there may be a little anxiety that goes with it, but don't worry about that. Just watch the thought and know that of yourself you cannot fix it, because it will trick you into trying to fix it by struggling with it. And that involves anger. And that's what involves, that's it. And that's the glue that makes it work, make worse. You know the lady, did you hear about the lady who had a song going around in her head for 30 years and she's going crazy?
Oh, yeah, you mentioned it the other night.
Yeah, I could help her, that woman, 10 minutes.
Yes, I believe you.
Because what she can't go into the whole history right now, but what she's doing, what's keeping it going, is being angry with it.
Right.
And she could die from that. She could commit, that could be a suicidal thing. Mm-hmm. And all the doctors are puzzled. They've done everything for her except call me.
Right. I understand.
Okay. My dear lady, just listen, what I'm talking to you about, I've been through. I've been some of that. Not much of it, but enough of it. I've had a pretty clean, good life with some wrong turnings, a little bit. But I was immediately realized the wrong turning and didn't get angry, upset with myself. I thought that was wrong. I took my punishment. It was okay.
Yes.
See that?
I do see how the stress is helping me, because
it's curing you. The stress is going to cure you. You need the stress to prove that you prove who you belong to. That's why they stress you. The people stress you to get you to see who you belong to. Can they make you belong to them? Can they make you do what they want you to do? Can they make your life miserable if you don't?
Yeah.
See? So this is a very wicked atmosphere we're living in.
Yes.
And so one of the reasons why we don't have any calls right now, because everybody's being stricken tonight from what I'm talking about.
Right.
The dark side of everybody doesn't like what I'm saying.
I understand. Can I ask another just small question?
Well, since we don't have that many calls.
Okay, you talked about...
Let me give you the phone number, 800-866-8883. 800-866-8883, and it's the same number you call on Friday at 5 o'clock at gravitydrivenuniverse.org. I hurt my screen, thank you very much. And... either number, I think we just give one number, it'll confuse people. 800-866-8883. Same number as this program. And you can call me then. All right, now, go ahead. Okay. That little teeny question.
The small question, because I can't really find the answer elsewhere, but you were talking about how you can see your hand in the back of, like if you move your hand to the back of your head, you can actually see your hand.
Well, close your eyes. You don't actually see it. It is a mystical shadow, that you know. How can I say it? You have an eye within an eye.
Right.
Do you know what I just said?
Right.
You have a hand within a hand.
Right.
And so a person who has his leg cut off still feels like his leg's there, and he can feel his toes twinkle. He can move his toes. Even though there was no toes there, but there's a mystical toe. It's not just reflexes from the. It's not that at all. It's because there is an extension that you can't see. I tell you, when you close your eyes and sit back from your thought, and look at the inside of your eyelids, you're looking at the surface of your brain.
Right. I understand.
You're seeing a light playing on the surface of your brain, but at the same time, you find that you're not lost in your thoughts anymore.
Yes.
You left your thoughts behind. So you become objective. And when you're objective, a light shines through the crystal clear soul. When the soul is sullied, when the water is muddy, and you're lost in the muddy water of your thinking, then you can't see clearly. What you think is clear is what's giving you to, something is deceiving you, that something is, it looks good, it looks right, and you do it. Or it looks wrong and you still do it because the compulsion makes you. You're not in charge of yourself. But when you become objective, like I just said, a light shines through the clear, crystal clear, unmuddied soul, like a lens. And the soul, being who you are, is given to see, given new insight. It's called insight because it's sight that comes from within, inwardly. See that?
Yes.
And so when you start to see those thoughts, when you start to be bothered by this thought, stop for a moment, close your eyes, make your fingers tingle. And then the thoughts will bother you, just watch it. Just make your fingers tingle. Because the tingling is energy that's washing it away.
Okay.
It's a force.
I'll do it.
You like that?
Yeah. My problem was struggling with it, so.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. When you struggle with people on the outside, the spirit of the people gets on the inside, and you find yourself struggling with the spirit of the person on the inside, and they're having their way.
Yes.
Got it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, where do you get a psychiatrist that can tell you that?
Yeah, you're right.
I don't think one exists.
Absolutely.
Until they do exist, the psychiatry won't work. All right.
Right.
Nice talking to you. All right. Now we have an anonymous call. Anonymous. Hello, Anonymous.
Hello.
Hello. What can I do? What can I do for you?
You know, when adults or children use foul language or swearing.
Oh, yeah.
You hear foul language coming from somewhere, and a man is present, and they don't say anything, and
So if a man, look, if somebody swears in front of my wife,
yeah,
I have something to say.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but if you're walking in the crowd, just being wherever you are, you can't stop people from swearing. You just have to learn to let it go through one ear and come out the other.
Okay.
It's called being tolerant. I mean, you don't want to judge them even. It's just you hear it, and it's their kind of life. And if you judge them in judgment, then you're going to have strife, like their kind of life.
Okay, like there's been like I felt like that I should say something.
Not necessary.
More than one time. I felt like I should say something.
Well, when you say it's not right to do that. No. Of course. But you don't have any authority. Look,
yeah.
I can hear you. You're very timid.
Okay. And
I can imagine you saying it to a big guy who's swearing up the storm. Well, if you don't mind, please don't do it.
Yeah.
That's all you're going to get.
Okay.
So
Why do I feel so uncomfortable?
Well, because you resent it.
I remember way back when I was like in the seventh grade.
You asked me a question.
No, listen.
You asked me a question. Let me answer the question.
Okay.
You resent them.
Yeah.
It bothers you. It is rude. It is foul.
You know what? It hasn't been as bad.
Well, because then, if that's the case, you're getting better at not judging people.
Yeah, I know.
And let them be what they want to be. Don't let it affect you. That's important.
Okay.
Let people be. You cannot stop them. But the best way to stop them is to watch them from an objective state. And not be moved by what they say, and they feel uncomfortable. I don't know if I can make this point with this, but if a person goes on the stage and says and makes a joke as a comedian, and the audience doesn't laugh, especially if it's a rude joke, let's say a rude joke, can you imagine how embarrassed he is when nobody laughs?
Yeah.
See that?
Is it good to avoid situations like that?
No, you can't. How can you avoid it? You're going through the ocean of life. You, Things are passing you by. You can't choose where you're going to be all the time, so you don't hear it. Doesn't make any sense.
Go to places where you know there's going to be.
Of course you don't want to go to, to places where you don't belong. Yeah. That's asking for trouble. But you do have some discretion there. But you can't help people as you go through life. People are people.
Yeah.
You can't have a purified life around you. You can't have a sterile life. It's non-sterile life. You know what being perfect is like? It's like walking through a big long sewer in white clothes and coming out clean on the other side. That's a miracle. And that's what happens. If you learn, find God's grace and stop being irritable and upset, annoyed, aggravated, and everything. If you stop playing this game of will and willfulness, you won't have any frustration. You won't have any fears. You'll just walk through life, and through all the filth and the dirt and the cruelty, and you come out clean. All these things are trials and tribulations. They're all meant to make you a better person, to bring forth the good in you. If you don't have stress, look, as far as an animal is concerned, you can get it. With human beings, stress is evil. But with the animals, there's no such thing as good and evil because they have no choice except be eaten. So that's the only choice they got. So, but the only stress, if an animal isn't stressed, it cannot evolve, it cannot grow properly. There's something in the stress that causes a call to action within them, so they run faster or fight harder to survive. Survival mechanism. Now, so therefore, without danger, there's no courage. Let's call that courage. But by the same token, where there's no temptation, there could be no virtue. You will become the Eloi in the time machine, where you just become a sort of nothing person. No stress, no evil. You cannot prove anything. You cannot bring forth the best in you. There's no call to action. There's no cry to help me, God. I need to deal with this situation. See, that's what you need to have that. And if you don't have that, if you don't find that, then the world will eat you alive.
Okay, yeah, you have done.
From the inside out, they'll eat you alive. The world is a parasitical place, and America is almost dead. A lot of dead people walking around.
Yeah.
They don't
know.
Jesus said it. Jesus, one of the disciples said to Jesus, "Let me go bury my father." He said, "Let the dead bury their dead."
I'm trying to think. What do you mean by that?
Well, because the people are dead from the neck up. They're dispirited. They don't even know it. When you're dispirited, you're not aware of it. You look like a nice, ordinary person. Or not such a nice, ordinary person. Either way, nice, ordinary person is nothing. And a not so nice, ordinary person is an animal. It's one who feeds on nice, ordinary people. So that's all there is in the world. Nothing else except people like me. And people who recognize me. It takes one to know one. We don't find many of us around anymore.
I've noticed when I've been in these situations where I resent, people swear and stuff, or any kind of situation,
mm-hmm.
I used to start getting words in my head, and then I'd go and eat or something, and then it would get worse.
Because you are resenting them, and you're judging them, and that is a sin. A very dangerous sin to judge. Discern it. Discern it means I see it, but you're not bothering me. I'm not going to get upset about it. Have your way. Okay, that's all I can tell you. How many times I can say it, still not hear it, it never ceases to amaze me. Cure stress can do for you what doctors cannot. but only if you suspect that emotions are behind most of your suffering. Cure Stress is a rechargeable credit card-sized audio device that fits in your wallet with mini earphones. It calms your soul, improves your emotional regulation, and enhances your critical thinking skills by decreasing the clutter in your mind.
One day I realized I was becoming more humble. I was more compassionate toward other people, and my whole personality seemed to just calm down from being a very judgmental, opinionated, sharp person to someone who I would listen to what the other person was saying more without being so judgmental. And in becoming more humble, relationships that I'd had problems with that I didn't know how to solve, they seemed to begin to solve themselves.
Go to curestressdevice.com. That's curestressdevice.com. Or call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS. You won't be sorry. Cure Stress can do for you what doctors cannot, but only if you suspect that emotions are behind most of your suffering. Cure Stress is a rechargeable credit card-sized audio device that fits in your wallet with mini earphones. It calms your soul, improves your emotional regulation, and enhances your critical thinking skills by decreasing the clutter in your mind.
It was a great discovery that changed my life completely. As you can tell by my voice, Father, that I'm a black American. He made me more objective, and I was able to help others by being objective and opening their eyes, lifting the veils. And he, you know, took me out of the illusions, what I thought was real that wasn't real, and it lifted me out of my culture. I didn't realize how bogged down in my culture and things were. Brought me closer to God, more aware, more alert, and able to help others. And that's the beauty of it. Instead of being dependent, more independent.
Go to curestressdevice.com. That's curestressdevice.com. Or call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS. You won't be sorry. Cure Stress can do for you what doctors cannot, but only if you suspect that emotions are behind most of your suffering. Cure Stress is a rechargeable credit card-sized audio device that fits in your wallet with mini earphones. It calms your soul, improves your emotional regulation, and enhances your critical thinking skills by decreasing the clutter in your mind.
When she was in jail, she started doing the meditation, and that was a game changer. She came out as a brand new person. She's given up her 24/7 prostitution, drug addiction, drug dealing, stealing, and all of that. And she has a job, and she has a relationship with the children that she left behind because of her addiction. And the power that he is able to convey through the meditation is so big and so awesome that I don't really know, don't have no name for it. You know, I mean, it's an amazing thing. And I just want to say thank you for him being alive. I call him my big brother.
Go to curestressdevice.com. That's curestressdevice.com. Or call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS. You won't be sorry.
I spoke to your father one time in about 1986. I'm hemophiliac, and I was dealing with lots of bleeds at the time, lots of problems. And I listened, and I gradually grew with the meditation. And I can only say that so many times in my life I've been in pain or bleeding. I've used the meditation to deal with this problem. And I'm still going. I'm 65. Life's still good, still fun. I just really wanted to call to say thank you. You know, it helped me make peace with the problems. And just become part of it and realize it was just not fight it.
To order the Cure Stress device, send $59, which includes postage and handling, to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Or call 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours, Monday through Friday, Pacific Time.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yeah, what we're looking for is the eternal now. That's what we're looking for here. Okay, we're going to go to Amber in 800-866-8883 if you want to call in. You know, when I do programs, sometimes the lines are lit up and sometimes, you know, when I was a young boy, I used to take pictures with a Leica camera along the boardwalk, and it's like fishing. Wait till I explain what I mean by that. When you go fishing and you listen to the radio, the fish are biting everywhere, and somehow they communicate with each other, because when they stop biting with you, they stop biting with everybody else, and I don't know how they do that, and then it starts again, and You can't figure it. Of course, there's a better time to go fishing and all that sort of thing, but that's how it happens. And on the boardwalk, I used to take pictures of people and then give them a little ticket, and then they pay the money and they get the picture. And but I mean, you photograph couples along the boardwalk or something like that. That would be interesting for the person to have a picture of themselves. But the times are always, you know, never predictable. It's, let's say, 11 o'clock. All of a sudden, business stops. And it stops and it starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Nobody has any pictures taken. But 3 o'clock in the afternoon, everybody along the boardwalk who's doing the same thing, they all report that business has picked up again. But it could be, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning, and business is good, and you don't know why. But it's the same. It's really weird. So it's the same with people. Like the people like lemmings. It never rains. My mother says it never used to. Never rains until it pours. It's like one thing, all things. It's like in the air. People don't have minds of their own. The human race, it's rare to find a thinking person. A person, when I say thinking, I don't mean the intellect with its arrogance. You know, all knowledge and not aware that it doesn't have a bit of common sense, but it struts around and it's got a nice tone of voice and academic air about themselves. And no, but you can, no, it's nice to listen to. I used to have, when I first started on radio, I used to have a professor come and stop by Western Avenue, I think it was, on Western Avenue, and Western and Wilshire, the very beginning of my career. And he was fascinated with what I was saying, and he would argue, and he would quote Socrates and Plato and whatever. It was very interesting to listen to. And so, but I never studied anything. I didn't need all that. It's nice to hear other people said it before me. Well, I never went looking for it, but when I hear it, for instance, I have read Marcus Aurelius. I had to read him, that little book he has. It's a small book on meditation. You'd think he was a Christian. But that was one of the few books on philosophy I've ever read. And the reason why I read it is because he was so much thinking the way I was thinking. And it was almost like I was reading about me, how I thought. And he was the last of the noble Caesars. So, and it was all downhill from then onwards. But he would get angry with me because I would throw back to him what... Let me give you an example. I just missed a point. That good Caesar, Marcus Aurelius, what caught my eye, my ear, was how much more grievous is the consequence of anger than its cause. That's in one of his books. And it wasn't in the book that on meditation that I could find it. But that's a quote of Marcus Aurelius. That's what made me want to read him. But for most of the books on philosophy you read, it's just nice to read it, it's interesting. But he was so precise. He was actually writing his thinking, his thoughts, because it's almost like he's all alone and nobody else understood all these things. He just wrote for, I don't know what, for posterity. Why do I do my work? I'm just looking for, you know, someone who understands what I'm saying so I can help them. But he was an emperor on his own, and he used to wear, you know, regular clothes, and he didn't dress up in finery, and he was modest in everything. And that's what he was saying in his book on meditation, little booklet on meditation. I do recommend, by the way, if you want to read something really good in philosophy, it's him. And there's not that there's others, but there's especially good in him because he speaks like a Christian should think. Like he's discovered Christianity all on his own, but he's not a Christian. But he actually sounds like one inside. How a Christian ought to think. This is a fact. So I'm a Jewish man. I'm thinking like a Christian ought to think. You're not teaching me anything. I don't think anybody taught him either. He just was him. That's who he was. He was different from the ones that followed. The last of the noble Roman emperors, Marcus Aurelius. I think his son murdered him. It's that movie, there's a movie on that. I can't remember it. It's The Gladiator. I think it was chronicled in that movie. It's just a wonder I could remember that movie. But I did like it. But anyway, I take my call now. I'm trying to get, finding people that to tell you that, how can I say it? You don't need to be reading all the time. You don't have to be studying all the time. There's a point where that, how can I say it? Here's what, in my book, A Gravity-Driven Universe, A Gravity-Driven Universe is my best shot in science. It's 300 pages, but the first 100 pages is 121 pages is pure science. I believe I know what gravity is, and I'm tooting my horn. I know what it is when the scientific community doesn't know it and they think it's a pull and they got it all wrong. But it doesn't matter to them because a push and pull, they say, has the same mathematics, but the outcome is not the same when you push a car, when you pull a car, when the engine pulls the car. It behaves differently. At least the push and pull does make a difference. It doesn't give you more energy, but a push gravity gives you more energy. And I can prove it. So you might want to get a copy of this book. But Marcus Aurelius, if I can dribble through this pages here for a second. Please, hurry up. And Marcus Aurelius, where is Marcus Aurelius? Here is Marcus Aurelius. Yeah, here it is. This is Thomas Aquinas talking to his helper. Marcus Aurelius was a theologian that wrote many books, and after a while he just couldn't do it anymore. He said, all that I've written is like chalk or chaff to me. And then he explained the mystical value of knowledge in his search for God. That which is not known cannot be loved. Knowledge, therefore, is not to be loved for itself, but is meant to lead you to that which must be loved. I'm going to turn the page. When he whom is to be loved is found by virtue of knowledge ceases. Don't you see, knowledge is good, but it's got to lead you to what must be loved. That's my job tonight, to lead you to what must be loved. And it is a wordless word. You must think. You must allow yourself to find the wordless word that makes you see things as that other people don't see. And it makes people feel uncomfortable. Some of you feel very uncomfortable for my program this evening. Some of you get very angry. Some of you start to think, this is a cult leader, this is a crazy guy, he's a mystic, he's whatever it is. He's a wife beater. All kinds of strange thoughts comes into a person's mind. Just like the left speaks about Sarah Palin as a whore. See, a slut. Dark-minded people see a beautiful creature like that. Hates it. And so some people hate the light that's in me. But I have I warn you that if you're resenting me for having done nothing except talk to you, which is my free spirit, my right to do. I mean, if you're resenting what I'm saying, it has a very deleterious effect on you, I warn you. I'm very dangerous. Whatever's in me is very dangerous to you, to your kind. So be careful. You don't want me in your head. All right, now, I take Amber. Hello, Amber. Sorry to keep you waiting. I'm going to give you the rest of the program. I didn't realize I was talking so long. Just get it out, and then we'll talk after the break and give you the rest of the program. How's that?
Okay, you want me to just say the problem?
Yes, please.
Okay, The problem is I had run away from my mom all my life, and I wound up right back in our house again at a later age. I'm older. I'm 44.
Yes.
So I always resented her deeply, and she always hated me. And
I know, but that's what, as you were drawn back to the scene of the crime to fix it.
That's what I tried to do, but it didn't work out.
You've got to realize that the reason why your life was ruined is because you hated your mother, and your mother was afflicted by her mother, or father, whichever. But usually, it's the mother that does it, and the father that allows for it.
Right.
See that? So what you have to learn to do is somehow. Are you meditating with my materials?
I am meditating, and I am coming to amazing, you'd say revelations.
Yes.
Small things are coming to me that never came to me before because I'm sorry?
I said, what a delight. I mean,
what type of revelations?
Yeah, the revelations that I'm sure they're revelations that make you see things that you need to know.
Yeah, I'm starting to see that. I guess I'm starting to see that I was very different than my siblings and very different. I was attacked when I was a child, and I'm starting to see why. And I'm starting to see where I used to blame people, and it's really not their fault, actually.
Became like your mother. You became a lot like your mother, even though you swore in her heart you wouldn't be.
Yes. Yeah, I'm an angry person.
Yeah, but you're taking on your mom's identity, see?
Yeah.
You probably said to yourself, I'm not going to be like my mother when I grow up. I'm going to be different. I'm going to be the nicest mother or wife, whatever it is, that I'm going to be. I'm not going to be like that. But the point is, the fact that you said it means you've already been infected. Because had you not, look, you couldn't help but be infected as a little girl. I'm sorry. There's no way you could avoid it. But look, even if you're 47 years old, if you could realize that your mother couldn't help but clone another person like herself before she dies. That's what they do. She cloned you. Every person born to a parent, unconsciously the parent is passing, making a clone of themselves. Some conform, some rebel, but the rebel is also a clone. Whether you rebel or conform, you're not yourself. Ever. So you've got two wrong choices. Don't go away. Maybe you want to question me on that. But ladies and gentlemen, by the way, I've forgotten to tell you that I have a book. It's called Cure Stress. There's a system, a Cure Stress system, that I've invented 60 years ago. I discovered it and perfected it during the first 7 years. So 1953, when I went on the air, I had it just about perfect. I brought with me from Houston, where I had the Institute of Hypnosis, practicing hypnotherapy, and I discovered this other side of the force. And to help people overcome the compulsions from the dark side of the force. And so, so that makes it 53 years of practical use. I brought with 1,000 records with me, phonograph records, 33 and a third. I still have a few of them left of the original meditation, which is pure as the driven snow. And so, but I discovered it then, and it hasn't been perfected. It doesn't need it. It's all there. So you can get these on CDs now, or MP3s. The MP3 is the military version, but it has 3.5 hours, just the same material as you get it in the Cure Stress device. And so it's much less expensive, a little less expensive, not much. I think the military one is $25. We give those away to the military for no charge. But the Cure Stress device is a very nice it delivers the deliverer, if you see what I mean. And so instead of having a big, fat Bible, and they're just studying all the time, let me talk into your ear and give you a little clue. Give you just little clues, and you say, "I see." And you look. If you close your eyes, and I say, "Look at your eyelids," and make your fingers tingle. That's all I'm going to do. That's all there is to it. But then it's a little technique that will help you find that door. That knock on the door, she'll be open, and he comes in. If you're lost in your thoughts, he can't come in. You're blocking, your emotions block him. People who produce emotions in you cause you to block the light. They actually block it for you. Because when you respond it, after all, you become addicted to responding. One, because you have energy. You need energy to function, and you've lost the divine energy to function. So also you get angry, so you block the truth of following you. It's following you all the way to the grave.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yeah, one more thing I should say, get the book Cure Stress in your bookstore. Go if you have a bookstore, your favorite bookstore, they'll order it for you, and then get them to put it in the window. That'd be nice. You can go to your local bookstore, says, "Order me one," and lots of people do it, which lots of people won't, but still. Is this my work is not easy to sell. And I've learned that, you know, when you when you read about and know about the people like Jesus' followers, disciples were, you know, executed and persecuted for just having common sense. Common sense is not allowed in a tyrannical realm. America, common sense is an enemy. When you send your kids to school, they rob those kids of common sense. That's the whole purpose of it. You over-educate a person, you rob them of common sense. You upset them, you rob them of common sense. Put pressure on them, keep them upset all the time. It's simple. Okay, Amber, go ahead.
Hi, Ms. Masters. Yes, I guess my main question is, I am leaving again.
Yeah, but can you leave your mother behind? Can you leave? Don't leave until you leave your mother behind. Don't run away. Don't run away. Make your peace. Even if your mother doesn't want to have peace with you, even if she refuses to have peace with you,
peace.
I know. But don't see. She will leave you without peace. Also, she doesn't have to reconcile with you. She doesn't have to say she's sorry. You need to. I don't know how to say this. If you meditate, there'll come a time when you're so peaceful inside, suddenly you'll realize that, you know, you've got this problem with your mother, but somehow, without understanding why, you'll turn to your mother and say, "Mother," and without being angry, say, "You know what, Mother, I've been angry with you all my life, and I'm sorry. You could start this way. I've done you wrong, Mother." "What do you mean, dear?" "Well, Mother, I've resented you all my life, and it's hurt me. It hasn't done me any good, and I apologize for that. But you, and so that I hated you, but that hate destroyed me, and I realized it. So I realize you can't help it either. You put that in me, but you were hateable. You, Mother, were hateable, and you can say that. And as long as you have no feeling at all when it comes out of your mouth, no feeling, and as long as you, that means you've forgiven her. It means that God has forgiven you and you've forgiven her. You've let her go. But until you find forgiveness for yourself for hating your mother, that private thing between you and God, so that all of judgment fall away, not just your mother, but everybody else, then you can't do that. So don't leave until you find that. Or if she's too difficult, then you have to go find it. You know, go up into the desert and pray somewhere. I don't know what, like Jesus did. Because if you can't handle it, you've got to walk away. Otherwise, it'll kill you.
I'm walking away, but this is what I guess I'm really caught. We had a terrible fight, and I felt like I finally faced her, and I realized I didn't face her. I was just screaming at her. And
that's not good. That's not good at all. You have to try again. In other words, you need to wait for another moment. Sit quietly. Let it go.
Okay.
Just let it simmer down. Let it pass, because your anger will have to pass away. It'll fizzle out. And then there comes the need to have another fight. Because you're addicted to anger, so you don't have to see what anger has done.
Right.
See?
Should I apologize to her for that fight?
No. You mustn't do what... You don't ask me what you should do. I already said you must wait until your mother, in her mean state, when she's mean to you and she's picking a fight with you, and she's irritating, and she's pushing you for you to get upset. That's what they do. That's how the dark side possesses you through your mother and to everybody else. Dad, too, of course. But you have to find this grace that is not intimidated. In other words, all you see is a mouth opening and closing, a lot of noise coming out, and it just doesn't seem to bother you. It's like a shield that's around you. And then when she's finished, you wait, you listen to it, and as if to say, are you finished now, Mother? So in other words, it's not touched you at all. Nothing has touched you. All that hot, dark energy and that fierce, hot energy coming out of her doesn't touch you. That's what's got to happen. That's when you can look at her quietly and say whatever you want to say.
Okay.
And then when she sees she hasn't got you, there's a chance for her to wake up.
I see.
She's shot out of the sky. There's something about the light in you that brings her to her senses, or cause the dark side in her to fail to create another clone. And she goes berserk. And there's nothing you can do about that. If she kills herself, even if she kills herself, so she does.
Wow.
Because, you see, her anger can actually backfire on her. It either will kill you, and so if it doesn't kill you, it will backfire on her, and she feels like she's failed.
Wow.
She's one of them. And so, but there's always a chance that the light in you will awaken her. But there's also a chance that it won't. And if she drops dead in front of you, sorry, I put it that way, so be it. You won't feel guilty. Just speak truthfully, calmly. And don't rub her nose in it. All right, I'm not going to rub my nose in it either. Go to the bookstore, get Cure Stress. Yeah, bookstores. I keep forgetting bookstores. I keep saying Amazon, Amazon, Amazon. I forget people don't have computers. A lot of people don't. I don't even know what Amazon accepts in a river in South America. So, ladies and gentlemen, my book, Cure Stress. Now, I don't know if you can get the CD that way or order it that way, but you need how to write to the foundation. So if you write to the foundation, ask for the Cure Stress device. And then you don't need any computer or anything like that. The Cure Stress device comes, it's really a computer, but you can handle that really easy. It's a credit card size. It looks like a credit card. It goes in your wallet. And when you want to listen to me and learn how to find what I'm talking about, you just press one of the buttons that says on, and the other one says off. And there's ones that two others that say loud, soft. And you'll get better. All your problems will melt away. That if you have a good heart and you understand what I'm saying. So, but then that's a computer. It is an audio device. And it's a computer. Very, 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 it's chargeable. And it's nice and good quality, good audio. And you have yourself a little computer. And you recharge it when you need it. It carries 10 hours of battery time. Put it back in your wallet. See? And you see, you'll find a whole new life. You see how easy it is. Thank you very much. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Thank you.